You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 6, verse 66 to 69. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Did you know that at some point, some of the disciples of Jesus stopped following him? And Jesus didn't have a problem with it. Rather, he asked the 12, "Do you also want to go away? Should I also excuse you if you want to go away? Maybe you want to go away, but because I chose you differently, you may not know how to say it. So, do you want to go so that I can let you go?" But Peter answered the Lord, and I want you to pay attention to the response of Peter. He said, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" This is quite touching. To whom shall we go? What alternative do we have outside Jesus? Brethren, let's look at it today. Do you have any alternative to Jesus? Do you have anybody who can deliver from sin apart from Jesus? Peter said, "To whom shall we go?" To whom? If you ask us to backslide now, to what? What is it again that we want to backslide to? Is it alcohol? Is it sinful pleasures? What is it that matters? And I'm praying that Jesus will become that to you, such that you will have no alternative to Jesus. You can't see any other option apart from Jesus. If you are still considering going back, it's because you see another option. It's because you are seeing alternative. But let's be real. What alternative can you have to Jesus? What alternative? He said, "To whom shall we go? If we stop following you, who are we going to follow? Who are we going to go and meet? To whom shall we go?" Brethren, are you in that point where you are also saying, "Lord, to whom shall I go?" Or do you desire to go? You want to backslide? Are the things of this world attracting you and you want to forsake it? You want to go somewhere else? I tell you the truth, there's nothing anywhere else. Oh, Jesus is all in all to us. I pray that you will truly know Jesus, because you see, Peter said something. He said, "Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is the Son of God. Who else are we going to go to? To whom again? You know, I saw a man, and I've seen other people to do it, advertising a book, and said, "If you want to succeed in life, you must read this book." And I remember one day, I said, "What book must that be?" But then I said to myself, having read Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, verse 8, verse 9, What other secret about success can I ever look for again? What book can be so powerful that if I read it, I'll be successful, apart from what is contained in the scriptures? Now, that doesn't mean that you can't read other books, but I know 100% without a doubt in my heart, there is no book anybody is going to write that will make you successful in life apart from what God has written in his word. There is no other book. They may write things to you that may give you materials, help you to acquire material success. But to fulfill your purpose on earth, to be successful in the eyes of God, it is the word of God. To whom shall we go? When you know Jesus, you will realize there is no alternative to Christ. There is no alternative. I pray Jesus will be that to you, such that you will have no second option but to follow Jesus. And it is also important to always stress this, that Peter said, "Thou hast the word of eternal life." Peter didn't say you have miracles. They were not following Jesus. Their commitment to Jesus was because of the word of God, not because of anything they can get from him. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.